Hey, we're back on with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Appreciate more of your time, bud.
No problem, Adam.
I'm sure you've been slam busy, and tomorrow is going to be crazy busy. You gave us the update on Teal Lake, walleye, pike, and perch, but you also let us know that you guys have completely overstocked on live bait, and we'll have extra help there tomorrow to help service everyone getting bait for the tournament on Saturday. So that's good information. Let's talk a little bit now about what other spoons or products you think would be good to have on Teal Lake for the walleye, perch, or pike for that matter, if you're going to do a little jigging.
So like I said earlier, some of the Swedish pimples for the walleye and perch guys. Pike guys, they're running mostly predator rigs out there, the Northland two-hook sucker minnow on tip-ups. That seems to be the ticket out there for the Northerns. Perch guys, it's been a lot of, like our Scandia jig line that we have here, and then they've been trying some of the 13 fishing tungsten jigs as well, and then you still have a few guys doing Haley jigs on them perch, and that's another successful way of bringing perch to the ice. So
you got all those in stock now, right?
Right now we do. I can't guarantee Saturday afternoon they will be here.
All right, let's talk a little bit about electronics, which is really the next step up for ice fishing. I mean, it's a game changer because it gives you so much more information once you understand how to use them. I mean, a simple flasher, a simple Vexilar can make a huge difference. And with so many new fishermen out there trying ice fishing this year with record license sales, I would really encourage them to come talk to you. So tell us about the electronics you have available for ice fishing.
Us being a little bit more laid back up here in the UP, we don't stock a lot of the really high-end electronics for ice fishing. We stick to the basics and the easy to understand with the good battery life. Our Vexilar lineup, our FL8s and FL12s have been the number one seller for us because they're so easy to operate and easy to explain, and people can go out and use them and fish very successfully the first 10 minutes of using a Vexilar. Where some of the other ones, it takes so much time to learn and set up that that kind of takes you into that more experienced fisherman. I'm almost certain most everyone has started out with just a simple flasher, and that is definitely the next step that will take you to the next level overnight. I mean, myself fishing with Vexilars and stuff over the years, I have a hard time going out on the ice without them. It definitely makes the experience a lot better and a little easier, and it can help you find that water depth and structure you're kind of looking for.
Talking with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming. And quickly, here we got about 30 seconds to tell us about any other bodies of water you're hearing about for fishing reports.
I've heard some good stuff for walleye out on Greenwood and a few crappie coming through the ice. And then the guys up north fishing Dead River Basin, Silver Lake Basin, they're still pulling some monster northerns out. They all have been good. Just got to get out and fish them under this nice sun that we got this week. So get out and fish them, guys.
Ryan from Wilderness Sports, thank you so much, bud.
No problem, Adam.
Good luck getting through this weekend with the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. I know you're going to help a lot of people catch fish, so we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
No problem, Adam. That's what we're here for, to help the customers and the people get out and have fun.
This is The Outdoor Show.